Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to a new episode of Conscious Cool Chic Radio. This is Molly McCord. Thank you for joining me. I am an author, a spiritual teacher. I help people with their astrological energies through one-on-one sessions, and I love helping people develop their business and themselves. So I do a lot, and in this podcast, I typically focus on energies, astrology energies, as well as the energies of our times, the energies of our lifetime, and your soul growth messages. So thank you for being here. I know that you're busy, and I know that there's a lot going on right now, but I hope that this episode, as with all these episodes, return you to a place of who you are, what's important to you, what matters in your life, and also a sense of personal empowerment. That's a word that we can hear a lot, and I think of it as a word that, even if it's overplayed, it's meant to remind us that the power is within us. The power of our choices, of our actions, of our thoughts, of what we want to create. And when we are tapped in to that power, and we are also tapped into universal energies, we can really make the most of right now, and we can make the most of our lives. So I hope that this show does that for you. I'd like to give a shout-out and a thank you to the long-term listeners who have been tuning into this broadcast for years now. If you are new to the program, you will find over 250 episodes to listen to. Many of the topics are timeless. Even if I, originally did it in 2013 or 2014, you'll find that some of the messages really resonate with you right now. And I try to do that with these episodes to make sure that it's something you can listen to whenever you find it. I have found that we come to information when it is perfect for us, and that varies because our lives are so dynamic. A few years ago, you might not have been interested in this type of information or even open to it, but now you might find it's exactly what you need. And so I have this free library of podcasts for you to enjoy and to really take in what you need. In the world of new things to share with you, I am excited that I now have some audiobooks to offer you. If you want to continue to listen, I know that people who enjoy podcasts tend to enjoy audiobooks, and so I'm excited that I have new audiobooks released for you and more that are coming. Yay! It's one of these things on my to-do list that has finally been a priority. And I have to give a shout-out to the awesome narrators of these books. It's amazing that they have these exquisite voices that just take you away. There's one book, Conscious Messages, Inspirations for Spiritual Awakening. It is narrated by Kim Char Meredith. I am not kidding. Her voice is so amazing. I heard it and I don't even know where I went, but it was so relaxing and soothing and nurturing. Just listen to the sample. Listen to the audiobook sample, and you'll see what I mean. And then the next book that's just been released, The Unlimited Sparks of a Bonfire, Steve White, amazing. The way he narrated this book was blown away. He brought in different characters. He has the right accents for the different languages. Just a phenomenal job. And again, the book takes you away into these other places. So I'm very excited about these audiobooks. I hope that you enjoy them. I put a link here in the show description so you could click over and check them out. And there is another audiobook, which is the one I narrated, if you're not tired of my voice, about Paris, the city of Paris, and I take you on a walking tour of Paris because I know so darn much about that city that I just get excited to share. So that is a walking tour of the historical axis of Paris as well. So more audiobooks are in the works and on the way. In the meantime, we'll return to this episode here. And I invite you to simply take a deep breath right now to just settle into yourself, where you are, who you are, what is happening around you, what is happening within you, and to take a few deep breaths to return to that quiet place within you that is very peaceful, that's always peaceful, that's always present, that's always compassionate, forgiving, that's always in a place of happiness and content. And this place lives within all of us. And we move away from it. And what we're doing now is consciously returning to it, especially in regards to this year. And into that quiet place that knows that everything's all right. Everything's okay. Everything is truly perfect, regardless of what we're feeling, sensing, thinking, seeing. In that place within us, we know that right now is as it should be. And so if 2016 has been a little bit more of a stop and go than you expected, perhaps you had more yellow lights than green lights, more pausing. It was back and forth, up, down. A lot of shifting, a lot of changes, a lot of things moving and ebbing and flowing, and maybe it felt like you couldn't even grasp onto what you wanted. And then what you wanted changed. And so 2016 has been a year of adjustment. Adjusting what we want to do next, where we want to go next, maybe even the waiting periods where you were really wanting something or counting on it, and it didn't happen, or it changed and you thought, nah, it's not really where I want to go anyway. Well, that's been a big part of this year. 2016 is this adjustment and recalibration year from the truly big energies of 2012 to 2015. This year has meant, it's meant to be an exhale year. It's meant to be that time when we just come back to center and say, okay, what do I really want? What is really right for me? And what is even bigger than maybe I allowed myself to dream or want or go for? Where do I want to direct myself, my life, my energy? What truly calls to me? And so 2016 has been listening to that next call of your soul. And that's why we've had this back and forth, ebb and flow, stop and go because we've had to get out of our darn silly human minds and release our, I want to say, mental cages. You know those parts of your mind that are keeping you smaller, they're keeping you contained. And it's looking at where in your life do you need more joy, more happiness, more of you to shine through. And this could be any area of life. It could be all areas of life. It could be this sense of, well, I like my job. My marriage is good. I like where I live, but I need more creative expression. I need more me time. I need more of this part of me to be free and bigger. Or it could be, I really need to change my career. I'm really not happy and I'm at the end of the road with this. What do I really truly want to do for the next chapter in my life? And then we have thoughts about, oh, am I qualified? Do I have experience? Will they hire me? So that back and forth energy is really about looking at things from a different angle and understanding that if you're truly passionate and motivated to do something, there's always a way to do it. There's always a way. And it's yourself that's been setting you back or holding yourself back as you figure that out. It could be that you're ready for a new relationship. I know that many of you have felt like you've been in a drought, that relationship drought, that, oh, where is that partner? Where is my love? Where is that, you know, the next person that I'm meant to share myself and my life with? That's a big theme. That's been a huge theme. I think that's going to change in a phenomenal way for most people in the rest of 2016. So it's been this time of listening, of patience, allowing, and not being too attached. And if that's been hard for you, I am right there with you because I hate waiting. I hate being patient, not my inclination, not how I want or choose to be, but it's so necessary for us. And it's often in those times when we're required to be patient that we are truly allowing something better to develop and emerge and come forth. If you've been listening to recent episodes, you've heard me talk about fact that I am moving with my family. We're moving from Seattle to Florida pretty soon. Big move, huge move, right? It doesn't get much further than Seattle to Florida. And in terms of, you know, in the U.S. And we are thankfully being moved through a corporation. So it's a corporate move. And that means I don't have to pack anything. And let me tell you, that's been really hard for me because I understand the energy of that I want to move, right? I want to do something. I want to physically be, you know, putting things in boxes and taking them off the wall. And it would all be wasted energy because someone else is going to come in and do it for me. So where else can I direct my energy? What else can I do instead? So that's been something I've had to remind myself of. And in these slower times, like when you feel like you're only listening, you're only allowing, we have to remain conscious of our own energies. Otherwise, we're wasting it. We're wasting it on activities or in a direction that we actually don't even have to worry about. I don't have to worry about taking things off the wall. So what else can I do instead? Believe me, there's enough to do otherwise. But that's an example here of how we can allow things to be easy in some ways and not fuss about them or not do double duty. So where can you direct your energy that takes you forward without focusing in the wrong direction on what's completed, what's done, what's over? That's another part of this year, is there's things that are just done. It's over. You don't have to go back there. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to even look in the rearview mirror. You know, it's looking at what you want moving ahead. What is next? What is really exciting to you? So because I don't have to pack, which I'm really grateful for, I have moved so many times in my life. I was thinking about this the other day. I've probably moved at least 15 times, and I've always packed, and I don't mind packing. And so that's why this time is new, because here it is the 16th time, and I don't have to pack. So it's doing things new. Right? It's doing things in a new way with more grace and more ease when we can. And because I don't have to focus on that, I can focus on this other big project that I'm putting together that I'm so excited about. It's been 2 years in the making. I can get that together, bring those pieces together before I share it with you and put it out into the world. So that's the example here of, okay, you don't have to fuss over things that are already taken care of. Instead, you can direct your energy to what excites you and what lifts you up and what is meant for your next foundation and your next vision. So, in that regard, we look at astrology and the astrological energies of right now. And one of the great things about astrology is that it does show us the themes. It shows us what the timing is. It shows us where we have support and greater ease and potentials and opportunities. And it shows us how we can embrace and work with those energies consciously. We all have choice. We all have choices in what we want to do and how we want to use the energies. And when you are aware of the astrological energies, you tend to make better choices. You tend to know, okay, this is more important right now than this other thing. So one of the main things right now is that we have Saturn finally moving direct. Saturn is in Sagittarius. It's moving direct at 9 degrees. And Saturn is the planet associated with timing, structures, foundation, responsibility, and discipline. Saturn is also where we can feel challenges, solitude. What we perceive as setbacks show up with Saturn, because Saturn makes sure we're doing the work correctly, in the highest integrity, and in a very disciplined manner. Now, with Saturn in Sagittarius, we've been going back and forth on our vision, on that next dream, on that next possibility, that bigger thinking. Saturn comes in and says, okay, if you want to build that, this is what you have to do first. You have to put down the bricks, lay the foundation, bring in the sidewalls. You know, you have to go through these steps. No shortcuts with Saturn, by the way. If you try to take the shortcuts, you come right back around to that starting place, or you have to go back and redo it. Now, Saturn has been retrograde since March. It went retrograde at 16 degrees of Sagittarius, and it covered territory to 9 degrees. So it's at 9 degrees right now going forward. And Saturn in Sagittarius is finally giving us the green light. Full steam ahead. Here you go.
You've had a review period. You've had some things fall away. You've had a reshift. You decided, nah, never mind, I don't want that really. Because Saturn is also about the long term. So what we're doing now is putting into place the long-term vision, foundation, and it's meant to be really uplifting. It's meant to be positive. It's meant to be that sense of yes, yes, yes. You know, there's enthusiasm with Sagittarius. There's happiness. There's joy. There's good humor. There's also big opinions. With Sagittarius, there's a sense of right and wrong. There can be righteousness. There can be a know-it-all. But that's because Saturn is that part of us that goes out into the world to seek bigger knowledge. It goes bigger. It seeks bigger. It's looking for that higher understanding. And Saturn is about bringing the pieces together in a positive way. I love Sagittarius. It's my rising sign. I have strong energy with Sag. And so this Saturn and Sag period is meant to solidify parts of ourselves, solidify our optimism. You know, Sagittarius is laughter. So it's looking at the joy in your life and how are you really making that a part of your life responsibly. And so Saturn is working with each of us in that way. Now, we can see it in politics. We can see it in the polarization of politics. That's also Sagittarius. I believe this. No, I believe this. I'm right. You're wrong. It's only this. It's always this. That's also Sagittarius. And Saturn is coming through and asking us to look at this responsibly. Now, the other thing that's in place here is that the Saturn is squaring Neptune. Neptune is fuzzy and foggy. Neptune in Pisces is very spiritual. It's very spiritual. And it's meditation. And it's quiet. And it's stillness. And it's remembering that, oh, this is all going to dissolve. This is all going to end. Everything is temporary. For the third time, Saturn and Neptune are going to come together and challenge us in where we're having faith and belief in ourselves or where there's a lot of doubt or fear or separation. And so that's going to happen for the third time, and it's meant to give us another choice point of what we want going forward. What really is important to you in the long haul? And to continue to believe in that, to really believe in that going forward into this next phase of your life. The Neptune in Pisces is also why 2016 is a year of listening and stillness. Because we are tapping into what those whispers are saying and what we really want and how well we are believing in it. So Neptune in Pisces is saying, this is what I really feel in my soul is right for me. This is best for my spiritual growth. This is what brings me forgiveness and happiness and joy. And then Saturn says, really? Is that true? If it's true, then the rubber hits the road. And Neptune says, oh, you mean I have to do something with it? I have to make it real? And Saturn says, hell to the yes. You've got to make it real. So how are you now making something real that you've heard, that you've been listening to, that you've come to understand about yourself? And you're having support with that through Uranus in Aries, which is currently retrograde. So there's a part of you internally that you're recalibrating. It's like you're saying, this is really who I am. And you're owning it internally. Uranus in Aries is about awakening energies. And you're awakening to more of yourself within you. And you're saying, this is really who I am, goddammit. Because Aries is impatient. And so Aries doesn't really care about the nice fluffy words. Aries is like, this is it. This is who I am. This is what I'm going to do. This is what it's about. This is where I am ready to be more courageous. Courageous and brave and lead myself forward. And I have to do this. I have to listen to this. I have to. And so that energy is spicing you up, and it's saying, this is truly who I am. It really is, and I can't ignore it. And with Uranus in Aries retrograde, it's retrograde until the end of this year. So there's a part of yourself that you're just owning internally. And then 2017, it's going to emerge outward. And that's going to happen at 20 degrees of Aries. And it's going to be go for it time. Go, go, go. Like, you're not going to hold yourself back anymore if you were. Now, this works differently with everybody because, you know, it'll work differently in your chart. I happen to have a lot of Aries in my chart, and I'm very much supporting you in the go, go, go. You know, time is now. Let's move it. Let's get this show on the road. So if there's a new part of you that you're working with and owning, 2017 is really going to help you with that. But the rest of 2016 is supporting you in the fact that you're truly ready to own these parts of yourself. And it's important to know that you haven't missed anything. You really haven't. And we do that, you know. We start to think, oh, I should have gone left instead of right. I should have gone up instead of down. But there's no way to go wrong. It's all going to lead you back to yourself. And this year is really about helping you transition into more of you. And earlier in 2016, you couldn't have done anything to make it stick. There's too much happening. That's about change, movement, dynamic, adapting. So you just take it one lily pad at a time. You're jumping from one lily pad to the next. And eventually you get back onto solid ground, and that's starting now. It's like we're really ready now to move it, move it, move it. 2016 is showing you more of yourself and asking you to trust what you hear, trust what you've been listening to, trust those meditations, those anything that's come through. The rest of this year is going to help you put those pieces into play in a whole new way. In September, we have eclipses that are really dynamic. I did a separate show with another astrologer, Dominique Amarillo. Please listen to that episode as we talk about September. And that's going to help you prepare for the changes that are coming. But the second half of 2016 is just different in that now you're ready to move ahead with what you really want. We've had this ongoing T-square in the mutable signs of Virgo, Pisces, and Saturn, and those keep things moving. It's like that the moving, you can't even feel like you're on solid ground because everything keeps shifting. But that's going to change now. Jupiter moves into Libra, which opens up the partnerships, the love, those relationships that you're really ready for. I'm going to talk more about that in another episode. So please know that we're working on universal timing. For what our human head, our human heart, and our humanness thinks and feels. So what do you want to build next? And that is our assignment here for the rest of 2016. I am going to be back with another podcast soon. Thank you for listening. And again, if you're interested in those audiobooks, I put a link here in the show description. I'll be back soon. Have a beautiful day and take good care. Namaste.